Start listening now.
All right. We've lost six more. Again, I don't know how this keeps happening, but we've lost six more contestants. Danny, why don't you sing our memorial song real quick?
Okay. In the arms of the Baltics, Latvia.
Wait. No, Dan.
What?
Latvia made it.
They won!
Welcome to another extremely unexpected episode of 12 Points from America, a Eurovision Song Contest podcast from America, the country that is also Sweden. Whoops. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
I'm Danny.
And I'm Liz.
Liz is still
Liz
with
back
us.
Again.
Yay. Yep. So we've just made it through the second semifinal. Cannot believe that it is over. 16 songs stepped up to the plate. Of course, we had to lose six of them, and we wanted to run together a quick little postmortem of all the craziness that went down. Some of it crazier than others, I suppose. Some expected, some unexpected. A couple of streaks have been broken. A couple of statistics have been created. It's pretty awesome, actually. So do we just want to go sort of in sort of running order and go from there?
Let's go in announcement order because then we get to start with Latvia.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. Yeah. Yeah. So Latvia has now officially broken their non-qualification streak. If you remember, they haven't made it to a final since Heartbeat, which would have been 2016. It's been that long. And Dons, despite being basically dead last in the predictions and the odds to qualify, has made it through.
Lowest, I think at the time of the start of the show, he was 15% to qualify. That's the lowest number of any act that has ultimately made it through since they've started tracking this stuff.
Wow.
It's interesting because, I mean, with televote only in particular, I think sometimes we just kind of don't know what... Sometimes there's something that people like and we just don't know. And this is one of those, for sure.
Well, this was the only real male true ballad within the semifinals. So if that's what you were looking for, I mean, maybe that what resonated with some people.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's denying that Dons's voice and his actual performance quality was really very, very solid. I think a lot of people just kind of discounted it. It was so subtle. There were very little fireworks or anything crazy about this and just wasn't capturing people's attention in the run-up. But I guess it resonated in a way that we weren't expecting. So more power to him, really.
He had a nice emotional moment with the camera right at the end that I bet earned him a couple of votes.
I was looking at that thinking he must have known he wasn't going to qualify. Because I've seen that before where an artist is like, this is it, I'm done after this. Yeah. So
Saba looked like that tonight as well, I thought.
Mm. Oh, she did, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she did not. some brief spoilers. Denmark, you're the new king of non-qualifying.
You have not
qualified since 2019?
Yeah, Love is Forever in 2019.
Oh, and it was that one. God.
Oh, it was
Denmark, it's going to be all right. But send a witch or something, I think, is what we've determined. A lot of streaks being broken. Another one of those coming up as well. But, yeah, Danny. Dons made it through.
I have such a hard time believing it. It's.
Do you think it was another 2019 situation?
I don't think it's quite that, but I mean, I'm trying to divorce my personal taste from this. I voted for three countries that did not make it through. There's four or five countries among this group that didn't make it through where I just go, roll the dice. Maybe things go a little bit weird and Latvia gets through. I can believe that. But I guess we should just keep talking about the rest of the countries and I can get to them when we come to them. Because my God, you know,
yeah. All right, Eric,
let's wish our congratulations first.
Absolute.
Oh, yeah, I. Like, this is so weird and crazy, and I feel like we've made fun of Dons a lot, and so has everybody else, but, like, this is great. You ended a brutal streak. You have made it to the final, which none of the people that
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, Dom's, this was his third attempt to come to Eurovision. The two songs that beat him in national finals, and he was second place in both of those national finals, neither of them qualified, and he did. So that would have been What For by Aisha in 2010, and my always beloved Arzmnieki and Cake to Bake. Neither of them made it through. Dom's has. So he gets the last laugh in the end.
Well, I mean, maybe he just needed the right song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That was 14 right. years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Eric, who was the next name pulled out of the hat?
Nothing's going to be as big of a surprise, but I was a little bit surprised by this. It's Austria. Austria didn't seem to have quite a ton of momentum. A lot of people were saying that like the performance just wasn't quite there. Staging is...
It was polished. It was, but there were also, you know, a couple of other pop girlies. Mm-hmm. In this semifinal, I had Austria down as a qualifier, a pretty likely one, but honestly, this was always going to be a toss up and it could have gone either way. But at the very least, we've got a absolute dance banger in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the vibe I got from people as I was polling last night, I've mentioned this to a couple of you already, but the vibe was that the song was very popular amongst middle-aged gay men.
Did you surprise talk to any other people?
Yeah, I was going Did you talk to someone who wasn't from the Spanish delegation?
I did not. no. But so I kind of got a feeling that this was going to end up going through, and I'm glad it did. I like it. Even I know, you know, there's talk of it being dated, but I'm a fan.
Nostalgic.
Sure.
Yeah. I'd say this is closer to nostalgic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's what was resonating with folks too.
Yeah. Should be noted that, you know, prior to last year and Who the Hell is Edgar, Austria was on a bit of a cruddy streak. They had done very well from Conchita until 2018, but hadn't qualified in 2019, 2021, or 2022. So it's great to see them kind of returning to form and having two qualifications on the trot.
Mm-hmm.
It seems odd, though. It seems like songs like this had the most competition.
And yeah.
The other two, like Malta and Georgia, which we'll talk about. But I feel like those were more exciting, more energetic performances. And this one seems a little bit more subdued.
I don't know.
I mean, who's to say? I mean, this could have been ninth. This could have been third, for all we know.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we move on?
Yeah, let's keep rolling.
Right, next up, no shock here. No shock for a while, actually. Netherlands. Obviously this was going through, it goes over huge in the crowd and all of that. But Danny and Derek, you had not seen this yet.
No.
In its entirety. Please say more about that.
So I heard you guys say that like you were worrying that like the staging was a little bit spare or like a little too simple on TV. Doesn't read that way at all. Looks fantastic. We get good shots of the visuals that I, you know, are ripped straight from The Sims 2, I'm going to say. And it just works. It just works. He's the camera loves him in a way that it doesn't love most people at Eurovision. He's so tapped in. It's impressive.
What were your thoughts about the reprise clip at the being used at the for the recaps, being the slow and emotional part at the very, very end of the song, as opposed to the upbeat parts, the real hooks of the song?
It's a bonkers choice. I understand that it's his personal decision because, against all odds, it's a real and earnest sentiment. And I just know that he wanted that to be the end. I just think objectively, if you want to win, it's the worst choice.
it's the recap piece that dares to show none of the song.
Yeah.
It is. Like, it's...
Yeah.
I don't understand that at all. I think that.
Can I ask what's up with the bird at the keyboard? Are we doing
Dust in the Turkey?
Are we doing Dust in the Turkey? Is that what we're doing? Like
Chernobyl.
He's just bird.
I'm gonna counter Danny. I thought the staging looked like garbage.
Really?
I was not into the whole PS1 graphics. Guy in a bird costume. I thought the dancing just looked really manic and sloppy compared to all the other dancing we got in this this semi. It just looked like they were kind of screwing around. And I don't know. For me personally, I don't think that emotional moment was really earned. It just kind of came out of nowhere. Because if you don't speak Dutch, you're just kind of bumping around like this happy hardcore song. And then out of the blue, here's some subtitles about his dead parents. And I'm thinking, okay, now we're just being manipulative.
The more I've seen it the last couple of days, the weirder that has seemed
to me. Yeah, agreed.
And the less I like it, I think.
Yeah.
And my, I think I mentioned this to some of folks, my big gripe with this is that he's not really singing that much. Like those backing vocal or, the backing track is doing a good chunk of the work there. And I don't appreciate that at a song contest, I guess. But that's kind of grating on me, I think, now that I've heard it a number of times and seen it done a number of times.
That was, yeah. I think that was my biggest surprise when it came on. I was like, I can't really hear him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It seems like he's just a dancer on his own performance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah. He's still going to do fine, I think. Maybe not as well as we think, but.
I mean, I don't think it's in the running for a win.
No, this is the Oxenden-Tully's Karma of this year.
Yeah.
The song that everybody was listening to, everybody online was getting excited about, everyone thought was just going to take the whole thing and then just completely petered out when we saw it live.
And he's got producer's choice.
Yeah, we'll go we'll go over the full who's getting drawn for where when we kind of wrap this up, but yeah. But he does a producer's choice, so they'll put him in wherever he fits, I guess.
Yeah.
Next up out of the hat was Norway. Not a massive surprise, I was going to say. I mean, this was as we expected it to be. No major shocks, I would say, either in terms of its staging, its performance, or its qualification. So, yeah, Golta takes it.
But how are you personally feeling, Sam?
Yeah. Yes. Praise the dear gods.
A real crackerjack shot being second from last. Like, if we were going to try to stymie it, we'd probably put it third or have it go first. But, like, this song being performed 15th was a real godsend to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yep. Oh God. Yeah. That, the water and the back bends and it just works so well.
Yeah.
So well.
The energy of everyone swinging their guitars around, like this was, I felt transported to a concert I would never usually want to go to.
A concert I'd never want to go to. What a compliment. It's interesting we had like two kind of hard rock songs in the same semi as well, and that this would win out. But I feel like Norway has a lot of goodwill, so.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, you're talking about San Marino.
Yes, I'm talking about San Marino.
But I feel like Czechia.
Oh, yeah, Indian Czechia as well.
Element as well.
Yeah, certainly.
With some dancing in addition to that, but, you know.
Yep. All right. Next out of the hat. Next out of the hat was Israel. Strong performance. It's not unexpected that they did qualify. Mm-hmm. It was difficult for us to hear in the hall how things were in the arena, just because we were sitting next to a table of vociferous fans of the song and of the performance. So it's kind of hard for us to gauge things, but it qualified.
Just look on Twitter. I'm sure the discourse will be entirely unbiased.
My one comment.
Just going to say a couple of objective things as a TV viewer. I could tell that there was a sort of outsized and almost arbitrary sounding amount of cheering and whooping and whistling for this song. And I think just like objectively, I don't know, this song isn't really like a standout. Hurricane isn't really like a, earth shaking kind of amazing, like, ooh, this is going to be top five. Like, I don't think that we can objectively say that this is that kind of song. So there's a lot of politicized sentiment being thrown around this song. Can you believe it? What a surprise.
Yeah, in our fancy non-political contest. I will briefly note, are you okay if we bring up the...
I think it's...
Okay. So on the topic of this, right after we finished, basically, there was a thing that came out. We don't know exactly if this is 100% correct or if it's maybe from something else or something like that. But a ticker on Rai,
the Italian broadcaster.
The Italian broadcaster basically just showed what appeared to be their entire televote result or the result of some sort of poll or something. We don't know what it is. That result suggested that who was second?
Netherlands was second with about 7%.
7% of the vote, and Israel had 39% of the vote, which is let me put it this way. In the first semifinal in 2022, Italy gave Kalush about 25% of their so
I mean, regardless if it's a difference of 0.1% or 20%, mm-hmm. it's still just a differential of 12 points versus 10 points, assuming that this right. is a legit vote. But, and this is one country.
Yep. But
and we're still determining if this is fully legit, if this is actual results, in which case I'm surprised that Digame would have released those numbers. So
yeah, it's weird that the TV station would have them necessarily, yeah. but I think the takeaway is just potentially we may be underestimating the support that this has. We could even be looking at Kalush-like numbers.
It's also noted that the people who vote in a semifinal, the number of people, the number of viewers, this is also Rai Due instead of Rai Uno.
That's a very good point.
It's a different kettle of fish. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we haven't even discussed juries yet. So right. it's one data point in a very, very large tapestry, the massive matrix of information mm-hmm. that we've got here. But
it is an interesting one. It is potentially a quite revealing one, mm-hmm. but we don't know. That is an interesting thing. And I guess
we'll keep an eye on things.
Yeah. Something to keep in mind yeah. for Saturday, whether you were pulling for the song or not.
Yep.
And anything else? Should we just keep going?
Let's keep rolling.
All right.
All right. Next up, we stay in the Mediterranean region. We stay with blue and white flags. Greece qualifies. People seem to really love this. It was one of two or three spontaneous dance breaks that happened in the press center. We were also sitting at a table full of Greeks and Cypriots as well. Actually, a lot of the folks who were holding Greek flags were also holding Israeli flags and Cypriot flags. So there was a lot going on, a lot of alphabets that we can barely read. But dance party. People were into this.
Yeah. And I think the big question when some of us had seen the tweet this morning that that Marina was feeling under the weather with a fever mm-hmm. and
pharyngitis.
Yeah. yeah. And was wondering, okay, well, how's that going to come out on the flip side? Are we going to be able to tell? I think if you're looking for it, maybe, mm-hmm. but
she looked exhausted.
Yeah. But, yeah. but she put on a great show.
Yeah. And, she's a pro.
Yeah.
It's a chaotic staging.
It is.
I'm not surprised it came through, but when we saw it in the dress rehearsals,
it accomplishes. I will say it's probably chaotic for you. It accomplishes exactly what it has to do for the TV viewer. It is meant to look like she all filmed it as part of a TikTok. I'm sure that you can tell that, mm-hmm. but like it even starts with like a TikTok style overlay. Like yep, it yep. looks just right. It yeah. works. It just works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, our initial reaction, we had not seen like what those overlays would look like. And it was also there among the first run through. So we didn't have the complete picture. I still think it's kind of chaotic and messy, but I don't know. So was the video and everybody loved that. So
I was going to say it comes off as like messy, but it's like it's very genuine, very spur of the moment. It doesn't feel it doesn't feel belabored. Like it just feels like, yeah, we're out here having a good time. In a good way.
Yeah, I heard someone mention earlier that move from like the TikTok in the vertical, you know, into the horizontal later in the, you know, and opening that up just kind of is representative of how we're consuming music and entertainment today, which yeah. I think it was an interesting kind of
the
commentary.
Youth can relate to it.
yeah.
Derek, how'd you feel about it? Oh, go ahead.
I'm a big fan of the song. I think I said that already. I kind of expected this to be worse based on what you were telling me before. And I really liked it. I thought
it was embracing for much worse.
I was like, oh, it's really messy. And I'm just thinking of them like stumbling around on stage and just looking like really unprepared. And it's like, no, they were well choreographed. The camera work was good. I loved the vertical TikTok recording and then the expands out. And yeah, I thought it was a cool effect. And I don't know. I was like, oh, this is really fun. Like, I think it captured that mood. I don't think this is going to do spectacularly well, but I enjoyed it.
I can see this coming in right at 10th, just like Pants Dance did.
Oh, I don't think it's going to be that high.
I'm like upper right, maybe.
Greece seems to find friends, though.
Yeah.
Yes, but this is also a year where both Greece and Cyprus are in the final sure. together. Ooh, sure. So right. often, often recently they've been separated from each other. So now they're swimming in the same very pretty, probably very temperate pool with a nice glass of ouzo or like a coffee frappe next to them. Ooh, I really want to go to Greece.
Ouzo's gross.
Cyprus is thinking, well, you gave us 4 points last year.
Jellyfish.
All right. All right. After that, we've got
Estonia. Yeah.
Estonia, a bit more blue and white. Sort of.
Yeah. Another party song. Yeah.
Oh God. I love the way this came together. People were saying this was going to be the surprise non-qualifier. And I just said, no way, no way. This is too much fun. It gets the crowd way too hyped. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's going to come through on the show. And it's so good. It's, I love this. And I love how they put it together. It's not super different from SD Law, but it's a little more colorful. And
it's a lot more crowd engagement than basically anything else that we have. I mean, a lot of the members of Vis Minust actually start out in the sort of, I don't want to call it the pit, but on audience level rather than on stage. And it really creates more of a party concert vibe that I don't think we've seen in any other song this year.
So. We said this in the Patreon show as well. This is the Trendelet tool of this year.
Well, where else in this contest are we seeing men having serious fun? Like Joost is doing fun, but he's doing goofy. Like these are men who are clearly having fun. Mm-hmm. And it's refreshing.
I mean, Windows 95, man, you can potentially argue.
I'd put that in the same bucket as Joost, I think.
Yeah. Oh, you would?
Yeah, in terms of seriousness or, you know, that kind of campy sort of.
Mm. Maybe Baby Lasagna?
Yeah, I mean, that, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, there's nothing like this.
Of fun men. What are you talking about?
You know, I'm sure Dawn's is fun, right?
Like earnest fun. Okay. Like these are guys who like to hang out with each other and
bros being bros.
Yes.
It's
yes.
just dudes being dudes. Yeah.
What's they better than this? Guys being.
Moving on.
Moving on. We hop over to, again, one of the big favorites for this competition, as well as the evening in general, Switzerland. Nemo, The Code, as impeccable as always. There was a little bit of discussion at our table about the fact that despite this being such a vibrant song, the staging is rather dark, rather simple. It's just Nemo and the top of doom. Well, what do we want to call this? Pop socket of joy.
Yeah. Somebody on Twitter noted it looked like a pop socket and now it's a pop socket.
Absolutely. But despite it being relatively simple, it's super effective. It worked.
It is.
I think what makes it work is them, but there's not a lot of stuff going on that's distracting you. It just laser focuses you on their performance. And I mean, the things they're doing while singing is so incredible. Mm-hmm. That bit where the top is spinning around and they're on the edge of it leaning backwards.
Yes.
And singing like the highest notes, you know, that has to take intense control vocally. And to have to worry about singing that accurately and keeping your balance on a wildly rotating pop socket is
while being aware of your camera angles and emoting to a crowd. Mm-hmm. It's incredible.
Yeah, they're just spectacular.
Yeah.
Danny, you look pensive.
I wish that it was a more maximalist staging. I don't know.
There were a few people around us who were saying before we started that it just seemed like something was missing.
It feels like if we want to ensure that Nemo takes first, going with this staging, you know, not even color, it seems odd.
I mean, Nemo provides the color.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is where all the photos
are. They are the color. Well,
I mean, I think there could be some metaphor there in that, you know, in the world of ones and zeros that is black and white, to break out of that and to be the color, I think that is significant.
Yeah.
That actually makes a lot of sense. Mm. I'm going to go get into some arguments with people.
All right. Staying with the theme of red and white flags with crosses, let's invert the colors, spangle a couple more crosses on there, and you got the flag of Georgia.
Woohoo. Another streak.
A bit of an underdog in qualification. I think a lot of people had this sort of on the edge. But yeah, Georgia back in the finals for the first time since, what was it, 2018?
Yep.
16.
16, yeah. My gosh.
16, Midnight Gold.
Oh, it was Midnight Gold. Wow.
Yeah, so Georgia and Latvia had tied for the longest NQ streak, and they both got through in this semifinal.
That's incredible.
Which is wild. Yeah, Nudza Budnivida watching it tonight, I kind of just thought, like, it's sort of like, hey, remember Fuego?
It's Matahari. Matahari.
It's like, I don't know what else they could have possibly thrown at this staging to ensure her victory. Her vocals were excellent. The staging was impressive. The choreography was tight. I can't say anything against this song other than it's not my personal taste, just because I'm not necessarily one to go for a big danceable pop song, but she kick the crap out of this.
My only beef with this is the mixed metaphors, and she can't fix that. That's just the song.
But she can't fix fires either, is the problem.
Well, yeah, but this is, yeah, like you were saying, Sam, this is maximalist staging.
Yeah.
This is the maximalist that Danny wants.
Yeah. Yeah. Darker Dimitrov strikes again. This is, you know, he's given us some absolute bops over the last couple of years. Loco Loco is one of his. Karuna, Proud, Novedetza. So yeah, Darko returns.
Of a big bop like Proud.
I mean, impressive. shush. That you know what I mean. Impressive, oh, impressive songs. Big voices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one left. It's Armenia. And gosh, that final seven moment where we were looking at those remaining ones, they just seem like, oh, there's some good ones here. And most of them aren't getting in.
As soon as we were to four to go, I was like, I know what the last four are. And I'm as happy as anyone that Armenia is here. I feel like I was the only person who was convinced from the very beginning that Armenia was very good.
Yeah.
And that they had a legitimate shot. Oh yeah. Seeing this, fantastic. The same energy that this band has in the music video is on stage perfectly without a hitch. Beautiful, smooth, gorgeous. Everyone's having fun. Everyone's almost literally bouncing around. But it's just, you know, to make one segue really, really smooth, for Armenia to be the last in that group of seven that also included Czechia and Belgium, like,
rip.
A shock. I said this to Eric right when we were watching it, but I thought Musti had saved it at the end, but the beginning was so weak. The beginning of this song that was once number three in the odds is now just lost to Eurovision history. Wow.
Yep.
Incredible how it was so close to number one and it just drifted ever since.
That's Belgium.
Yeah.
It seems kept going down.
Yeah. If that ain't true, if that ain't Belgium. Oh,
just sending great stuff that doesn't qualify. And
what is it?
We'll have to do a show about that over the summer or something.
Mm.
Belgium, what's their deal? Just. Something like that.
All right. So let's take a quick look at where these acts have drawn their places. I'm guessing by the time that a lot of folks hear this podcast, we may already have a running order. But as it stands right now, as of just before 1 a.m. here on, I guess now Friday morning, Greece has drawn the first half. Austria and Norway have drawn second half, which means the remaining songs, Armenia, Estonia, Georgia, Israel, Latvia, Netherlands, and Switzerland, have been drawn producer's choice. So they can end up anywhere in the potential running order. So TBD on what this is actually going to end up looking like. I feel like the producers have a lot of power. There are a lot of heavy hitters in that producer's choice section. We've got Croatia up there. Israel is also a producer's choice. They can put them anywhere. Italy, Netherlands, Switzerland, those are all producer's choice. I have a feeling that the powers that be are going to have a field day with this. Yeah. And we'll see what happens.
Yep.
I know the stagehands have to be just screaming inside that Don's qualified. They're going to have to haul around that ring for 3 more days.
Yeah, that's Stargate. Yeah.
2 more days.
Yeah, because that was not an easy prop to
construct. No, it looks so heavy and it takes so long.
Yeah, because they put it up in two pieces, don't they?
Yep. It's in two pieces. Yep. And the thing is, like, there's no interaction with it at all, is there?
No.
He stands in the middle of it for a bit. It's not
okay, so yeah. It has to be strong enough for him to stand on.
In,
whatever.
So it doesn't have to be, yeah, I mean...
More Don Con for the episode.
Don Cons. All right. Do we want to say anything about the acts that we are letting go of tonight? So that's Malta's Loop, Bessa from Albania's Titan, Czechia, Iko, Pedestal, Saba from Denmark with Sand, San Marino, Megara with 1111, Once Once. And we've talked a little bit about Belgium before the party's over by Busti, relegated to the Sands. Eurovision time.
God. Oh, no.
Sand.
I think the one I'm most sad about seeing go is Czechia.
Same.
I felt it in my heart that it wasn't going to make it, but I really wanted it to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think it was the only one I thought had a shot of the assumed non-qualifiers. And when they announced Latvia first, I was like, well, I think we're done
we're
here.
Toast.
We're gone. And like, announcing Latvia first is just such a gamer move because, like...
they knew what they were doing.
Because at that point, it's like, okay, literally anything can happen at this point.
Right.
Like... what if everybody forgot to vote for Switzerland and they're out? Like Latvia's in, anything can happen. Yeah, but yeah, I thought San Marino was really good. And that was still going to be a long shot, especially when we had the other
out there who still watch their box sets of Invader Zim. I thought she had some votes somewhere.
Yeah.
From that's Spain, Sam certainly. Specifically, I think.
Hey,
true.
Doom.
Yes, and yeah, Czechia is the biggest bummer for sure. They were improving things right until the end. Honestly, mm-hmm. There were some late costume changes, very wise ones, in fact. I think, and
she sang it incredibly well. The mm-hmm. choreo, I thought, looked polished. I mm-hmm. thought it told a story. And the one time that the Czechs actually invest in pyros and they don't get to use it on a Saturday night, that makes me sad.
Well, they save a little money.
I know.
Do we think that might have been 11th? What might have been 11th?
Yeah. Batters. Maybe Musti. I
bet Musti's surprisingly low.
And he's like 13th.
What'd you say there?
I bet Czechia was 11th. I'd say Musti was probably 13th or something. Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know who's last. I have an assumption.
Yeah, it was Latvia.
It was last, obviously.
It's definitely last. I think Italy's the only one giving them points, really.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe San Marino. It just didn't. It's so hard for San Marino to get voted for.
Or Malta, same deal.
Yeah, don't blame me.
Oh, God, if Malta was last again, I'm going to be so mad.
I know. Because she did not deserve last place. I thought she...
That was really solid. Really was like,
that was a qualifying performance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if Cyprus can get in with what they got in with, this certainly could have.
Mm-hmm.
Just a tough semi overall.
She definitely showed up Austria, I thought. I was like, this is better than Austria. I don't know what the problem is, but...
Yeah.
Sam, why not let's take us home here. It's almost 1 a.m. here in Sweden, and I'm tired.
Just wanted to point out a little statistic. We have not had Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania in a grand final together since 2015, since Vienna.
That's right.
Wondering.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
Baltics are back, baby.
A singing revolution.
Mm-hmm.
But who's going to siphon all the votes now?
I don't know.
Finland. We'll see. Finland.
Finland.
My God. All of Northern Europe is in the final. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Except for poor little Denmark.
I thought you were going to say Belarus.
And Iceland for that.
I am.
Yeah, Denmark, do better. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking. All right. Well, again, by the time that some of you folks hear this message or hear this podcast, you may already know what the running order is. You can let us know what you think about it. In the meantime, I wanted to give a quick shout out to one of our new patrons who's joined us, Emma Kirst. We really appreciate you. We welcome you to the family. If you are listening to us and would like to support us, you are more than welcome to join our Patreon. If you don't feel necessarily comfortable giving on a monthly basis, we totally see that. We appreciate you. We've just started a coffee account. That's ko-fi account. Just look up 12 Points from America. You can find us on all the standard social media outlets as per usual, 12 Points USA or 12 Points from America. Email us directly, 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. But yeah, I guess we will have another Patreon exclusive episode coming up most likely prior to the final.
Yep.
Just right before the final.
Yep.
With just some last thoughts. And then I guess we will reconvene publicly after the whole shebang is over.
Yep.
Holy crap. Just two more days mm-hmm. and we will know where we are possibly heading next year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. All right.
It's getting real, y'all.
Yeah.
You know, what's really getting real is my tiredness. So I say we wrap this up. And we'll talk to each other in a couple of days. But until then, I've been Samantha.
I've been Derek.
I've been Eric.
I've been Danny.
And I've been Liz.
And America and Sweden.
Stop listening now.